So, this week, as you may have already noticed, we're having a baptism. Niles and Noel are being baptized. This rite of passage formally recognizes the two as children of God and invites their sponsors and parents to guide and direct them in and through the teachings of Jesus and help them develop the soil of their hearts to be fruitful. Let those who have ears hear. Let me ask you to reflect on a few things as you listen to this sermon. Hearing God's word is ongoing. Listening is essential to discipleship. So let me ask you a few questions. What did you hear in our gospel reading? Where are you in this parable? When and how have you felt each soil response to God's word in your heart? And what do you experience in this listening today? I'm sure you've heard this parable before, yet I invite you to try and listen with fresh ears. Hearing God's word has had different effects on us at different times. It's not one and done. And our response to what we hear is just as important as what we hear. What the Word of God does in us is just as important as what it says. So what if this parable is about Jesus sowing God's Word generously, extravagantly in us, flinging seeds everywhere? On hard ground, rocky ground, thorny ground, and in good soil. And just keep sowing and sowing and sowing, confident that there's more than enough seed to go around. And what if this parable is about us and the soil of our hearts, with different soils representing different responses to Jesus and God's word? We have seed that fall on a hardened path where the soil of our heart is so packed down that it can't take in the seed of God's word before the devil snatches it away. We have rocky ground where seeds sprout quickly but don't take root. In this kind of soil of our hearts, this is because trouble and persecution comes because of God's word, God's kingdom. The seed doesn't take root because the empire of this world strikes back. And if you noticed an allusion to Star Wars, you didn't miss it. It always strikes back at God's word. It takes strength of character and fortitude and leaning into God to survive it. The seed that is choked by thorns is the soil of our hearts that is caught up in the cares of this world, being anxious in our daily lives. The anxiety comes in part from trying to secure life without God and or seeing material gain as human success. If I only have a few more dollars in my bank account, I'll be safe and secure and I won't have to worry. How's that working for you? These things choke the seed of God's word. The seed that falls in the good soil of our hearts lands in soil that embraces God's word. A heart that fights the devil, leaning into God, endures difficulties and is not defined by world's cares and wealth. It is marked by doing God's will, living fruitful lives, signified by an abundant crop that is the result. So the parable ends with a hopeful promise that despite obstacles, God will bring about God's kingdom. And it will be good. And In this good soil of our hearts, the crop that sprouts gets added to the abundant seed of God's word that in turn gets sown into the hearts of the people's hearts that we meet. Did you follow that cycle? One thing to understand is that the method of planting in Judea was different than how we plant today. The seeds were hand-sown, they were flung onto the ground. And then the seeds that could be tilled were tilled under. Sort of the opposite of what we do here now, isn't it? I wonder if the majority of the soil was good and the minority was unsuitable for growth. That changes our thinking a little bit, doesn't it? Seeds are mysterious. The seeds fall down into the earth. They seem to disappear. Yet from that hidden place, new life emerges. This rhythm echoes the gospel, because we talk about Christ coming down in incarnation. Christ even enters the depths of death and is raised into new life. Throughout Scripture, descent before resurrection, surrender before fruitfulness, hiddenness before flourishing. When we hear this passage, it's tempting to ask, which soil am I? Am I the hard path, the rocky ground, the thorny soil, or the good earth? That's not a bad question. But maybe a different question that might be a little better might be, where have I experienced each of these soils in my life? Or better yet, in what areas do I experience each of these soils in my life today? We may feel exhausted in our work and deeply alive in prayer. We are living paradoxes. We may struggle with confidence and quietly nurture extraordinary kindness. One part may seem barren and unfruitful, while another unexpectedly bears fruits 100-fold. God is patient enough to work through it all. I wonder where, in this season of my life, God is already bringing hidden seeds to life, to fruitfulness. We know that the most elegant and carefully cultivated gardens can fail. While weeds of every kind push through the cracks and brighten the neighborhood with its flowers. We've seen how new life can spring from the deadest, most shriveled places in our lives, places we've given up on, places soon we're hardened and beyond hope. We've witnessed inhospitable environments being changed by love. So this week, oh good, I'm drawing to a close, you'll be happy. So this week, I invite you to one or more of the following. First, I invite you to reflect on where different kinds of soil might be in your life today. Are you impatient while driving? Rocky soil, perhaps. At the same time, are you patient with people that you speak with throughout your week? Good soil. So where is the good soil in your life this week? And pray that God will help you with the soils of your heart, turning more and more of it into God's good soil. Secondly, I invite you to reflect on which kind of seed will sprout from the good soil of your heart. Is it gentleness? Kindness? Being not easily angered? Being trusting and hopeful? Is it loving, understanding, full of care? Lastly, I invite you to reflect on how God might use the seed from the crop of your heart to sow in the soil of the hearts of the people that you meet this week.